10, please.
Item number 10, from the Comptroller, submitting an informational report on the execution of an extension with Ceridian Corporation for the Human Resource Information System. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the original agreement we had with Ceridian was for a five-year agreement. The Ceridian system came up in November of 2007. We did one extension of 3 years, and so under the contract and original approval, we were allowed a second extension of 3 years. This is just an informational report to you to indicate that we're executing that second extension for them. And the increases that for that term will be a 0% increase for 13, 3% for 14, and another 3% for 15 for that extension. So this is an informational item. No other things are really changing in accordance with our agreement. One of the things that we're looking to do, and we'll be coming back to you next month, is we're looking to execute a new time and attendance system to maintain consistency with the Ceridian system, is to in essence go along with them as they make system changes, is to continue to follow that those changes. But this report here is just a notice to you that we're just extending our agreement with Ceridian for the human resource payroll system.
Thank you. Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. I know I hate to ask everybody ask a question on every single one, but this was some big money, and we were going back and we're supposed to do our other ills at Genesis, and some departments didn't do it, and Ceridian, we spent, hundreds of millions of dollars we spent on IMSD. And, we had, the main thing was with the human resources and the payroll, right? The payroll
yes.
system, yes. And we had some glitches, I presume. I mean, I haven't heard of any glitches since then. But are we far enough along? Do we wean ourselves off? I mean, I don't understand. Do we wean ourselves ever off Ceridian and all the support we need, or we don't have enough in-house? I know we'd pick up some other things. And there was supposed to be a retirement system, but I remember we paid millions of dollars extra for the retirement system because that wasn't covered. Was the B something? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah, Vitech. Remember, we had spent millions more dollars on that because it didn't cover the retirement. So that's separate. So is that a contract that's coming up too? I mean, are we getting our bang for our buck, in your opinion, in this whole Ceridian system? That's my final question.
Yes. Basically, when we had switched from the Genesis payroll system, which was on our mainframe, and we were paying for annual maintenance in order to maintain that payroll system and the human resources system on the mainframe. One of the goals had been, when we originally looked at this, was to get the software and that off of the mainframe system and to stay with one standard entity. The types of entities, we had various bids from various entities, including like ADP, which is one of the major ones that does processing, and I don't know if it was Kronos or not, but Ceridian is one of the major players in the country that does processing of payroll. So what they're doing for the money that we're providing to them is providing the system that our payroll runs on, and the processing, holding of the data, because all of this data is maintained by them and we have access, the processing of the taxes and the payment and the processing of the checks. So it's the bang for the buck is there. This provides not only our self-service system, our time and attendance system, human resource, benefit system, payroll system, all of that processing. The Vitech system for the pension system, that is a separate system completely. So no matter what, in essence, what you're seeing is the charges here are the charges that when we were on a mainframe system would have been the charges that we would have been doing in-house by, paying for the various services of all of the processing. And now they are doing the processing for us. And maintaining the data and doing those types of things, along with some modifications that need to be done as time goes on. So the costs we're paying to them are the costs for servicing our payroll, keeping us up to date on tax issues as they come up, and all of the IRS regulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other further comments on number 10? Supervisor Haas.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Mansky, good afternoon, sir. And thank you for bearing with us today. You mentioned you have partially, I believe, addressed my question, which was the old system, our old systems were on the mainframe, and we still have a mainframe that we're paying about $4 or $5 million a year maintenance on. But I was curious, what you said, Ceridian handles the data, they have the data for us, they process the data for us, they keep us up to date with the code changes and everything, but Can you tell me, where is the Ceridian system? Is it here? Do you access it? Does your office access it through your office computers?
It's in essence, what we're doing is it's basically online, so that through our network and computers we have access to it. That we go online and through the security that they have. I think their main processing is in Atlanta. We're processing and hold, when it's time of attendance, we're kind of holding the data, and at one point in time, we submit all of the data to them for the actual processing. They're responsible for maintaining the data, maintaining the security of the data, maintaining the integrity of it, making sure that it is secure and that they have backup systems for the data that they do have, and so, you know, that's the expectation that we have. If we're not maintaining that security, then we want them to maintain that security.
Very good. Okay, so that answers my question. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. This item is informational. This item is informational. Item number 11, please.